This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 2nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today's weather across Israel is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. It's a pleasant day for those heading outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in Thessaloniki, Greece, a deadly wave of arson attacks targeted senior officials from the right-center New Democracy Party. This included the mother of a parliamentary candidate, according to Israel Hayom. Also, the Momentum for the North initiative is working to transform border communities into growth engines. Meetings are underway with 23 regional authorities to implement this plan, as reported by Israel Hayom just moments ago. Also this hour, Israeli forces have seized Hezbollah rocket and mortar caches in southeastern Lebanon. The IDF states it will continue operations to eliminate threats, JNS reports. Separately, CENTCOM is considering relocating U.S. bases from Gulf states to Israel's Negev. One option includes expanding a Negev Air Force base, according to the Jerusalem Post. And finally, a Tajik national has been arrested in Israel for allegedly spying for Iran during the war. Prosecutors claim the individual shared missile locations with an Iranian handler, Ynet reports. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that workers at Amman City Airport are loading Jordanian humanitarian aid onto a Qatar Emiri Air Force plane bound for Venezuela. The aid includes medical and food supplies, as confirmed by Jordan's army. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, reports a deadly explosion at a cafe near a Damascus courthouse in Syria. Danny Dannon, former Israeli ambassador to the UN, posted earlier today that Iran is holding Lebanon hostage through Hezbollah and called for Lebanon to choose stability and peace with Israel. Let's go deeper. Starting with the attacks in Thessaloniki, Israel Hayom reports that the coordinated arson incidents have shocked the country, targeting prominent figures from the governing party. The motive appears to be politically driven, escalating tensions within Greece's political landscape. This event adds pressure on Greek authorities to ensure security and stability. Turning to the developments in northern Israel, Israel Hayom highlights the Momentum for the North initiative, which aims to revitalize border communities. This is part of a broader government effort to boost economic growth and security in the region. If successful, it could significantly improve living standards and attract new investments. Meanwhile, in southeastern Lebanon, the IDF's seizure of Hezbollah's weapon caches underscores ongoing regional tensions. JNS reports this operation reflects Israel's proactive defense strategy. These actions are crucial in preventing potential threats to Israeli civilians and maintaining regional stability. On the U.S. military front, the Jerusalem Post outlines CENTCOM's consideration of moving bases to the Negev. This follows painful strikes on Gulf states by Iran, pushing the U.S. to reevaluate its strategic positions. Such a move could enhance military collaboration between the U.S. and Israel, strengthening security ties. Finally, the arrest of a Tajik national for espionage highlights the ongoing threat of intelligence operations targeting Israel. Ynet details how this case reveals the complex networks involved in regional conflicts. It serves as a reminder of the persistent security challenges Israel faces. Turning to business and markets. First, Silicom, a network and data infrastructure solutions company from Kfar Saba, has emerged as Israel's best-performing Wall Street stock. Globes reports its share price rose 226% in the first half of 2026, showcasing robust growth. Separately, Bank Hapoalim CEO Yadina Natabi has identified future growth sectors in a rare public statement. Israel Hayom Business reports that the bank is focusing on untapped areas, aiming to drive economic expansion in the coming years. And finally, high-tech fundraising in Israel has surged by 52% in the first half of the year, reaching $7.6 billion. According to Wall of Business, this growth is led by cybersecurity and foreign investment, although young companies have not equally benefited. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.